Mr. Fashion said building a bond between parents and the children would enhance cordial relationship that will encourage an open communication to avoid secrets of sexual violence. He noted that sound parenting education was key if there will be a stop to any form of violence towards children, especially girl child. Mr. Fashion opined that monitoring the character and movements of children would build support and awareness among all stakeholders in order to ensure adequate protection.
The government has a lot of role to play. The security agencies, they need to take it as a matter of urgency that every child is important because we do not know the future.
Another speaker, Mrs. Ibukun Oteshile, said the role of community at preventing children from sexual and gender violence could not be overemphasized. Mrs. Oteshile said people should shun the act of shielding sexual violence suspects, but work collectively with relevant stakeholders to reduce the menace to the barest minimum.
When we shield them, what we just do is we just say that it is okay in our community and it will continue to increase. So communities must report.
Mrs. Oteshile added that the community should always encourage and support victims of child violence to the nearest hospital for prompt attention. Some mothers at the conference who expressed appreciation for the enlightenment responded in a song to show their readiness to support the law and protect their children against any form of violence. Contributing, the guest of honor, wife of Oyo State Governor, Mrs. Omini Makinde, who spoke through the Senior Special Advisor on Diaspora, Mrs. Bolanle Sarumi Aliyu, said mothers should deploy all means possible to protect their children and safeguard their tomorrow. Mrs. Omini therefore called on government at all levels to partner all relevant stakeholders in collectively fighting against sexual and gender-based violence, SGBV. Earlier, while declaring the conference open, NSCDC commandants in Oyo State, Mr. Iskilu Akinsonya, said the conference on sexual and gender-based violence became imperative in order to sensitize the public on what to do to reduce the menace.
This is very alarming. Therefore, there is a need for parents, community leaders, market women, religious leaders, voluntary organizations, trade union, educationists, and security agencies to be more responsive to the protection of their children and world.
The two-day capacity building with the theme Responding to the Crime of Child Defilement featured different activities, including presentation of award to some distinguished officers of the NSCDC in Ibadan. Rashida Makinde for Radio Nigeria.